Seriously.
Ignorant. News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
8 minutes, 8 minutes before the top of the hour. ATL, you ain't ready. Atlanta, catch Damon this Thursday through Sunday at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. Get tickets and showtimes at atlantacomedytheater.com. Seriously, Ignorant News correspondent Damon Williams reports on a man who fingered his way into an arrest. Seriously, Damon.
Yes, indeed. Seriously, Skip. As serious as a lion preacher at a Trump rally.
That's serious.
Man, how you gonna lie that many times when you lie?
Come on, and then lie about lying.
Yeah, and get caught up in your lie, then come back and say, well, I was lying. Seriously. But check this out. A robber entered a Speedway gas station. This is in Coral Springs, Florida. He had an apparent weapon under his shirt, so he was demanding money. But the man's described as a white male in his 20s. He was wearing baggy clothing and dark clothes. So the clerks at the gas station suspected that he didn't really have a gun. So they pushed him. That's when they found out what he did have was a finger under his shirt. So since he had a make-believe gun, they made believe they ain't had no money and they didn't give him none. So he grabbed some scratch-off lottery tickets and fled the store. But this fool went in the store and pulled the old stick-em-up. The funny part would have been if he fired some warning shots. Pew, 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 pew.
No.
And they ducked.
Pew.
No.
Yeah.
So, pew. Y'all remember that when you was a kid? Pew.
Yes.
Pew. Pew, pew, pew.
As you hide behind something.
Yes, indeed. So the police later spotted 27-year-old Keith Worley, that's a white kid, riding a bicycle. So they tried to stop him with the patrol car, but he was able to ride away, which I don't know how that happens. Well, I do know that because he was white.
Right.
If he was black, they'd have ran him over with the car.
Exactly.
Seriously. But they sent out the canine unit, and they eventually found him in the bushes. Now, when the dog found him in the bushes, he hit the dog in the head a few times. So now... I know, Jackie. I'm sorry. But they eventually arrested him, and he got outstanding warrants. He's charged with attempted robbery, and he's definitely charged with striking the dog, which is probably going to get him in the most trouble.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, this next story, they say hell has no fury like a woman scorned. Would you ladies agree?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Quietly. Okay, thank you all for participating.
No, definitely.
No, we're behind you. We agree.
Okay, thank you. And usually when women are scoring, they do things like attacking men's cars. In fact,
yes.
You know, they got songs. They scratch up the paint or I bust the window out the car.
But we've been pushed to that. Remember, we have been pushed to that.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
All right.
It's usually happened after the man is caught cheating. But here's the thing, Sherry, yeah. Jackie. If you catch your man cheating, don't hurt his car. Cheat back. How about that? And
that takes a lot
take
of effort.
Pictures. Look, take pictures.
And take pictures.
Send them pictures of that. Yes. You make him so mad, he'll bust his own damn windows out. Seriously. Because, you know, men can dish it out, but they can't take it. Well, the lady in this story was mad at her ex-boyfriend. So she's seen on video setting his car on fire. The trunk was up. She had stuffed the rag in the gas tank and doused it and lit it. She's even seen adding more paper and fanning the flames. Now,
wow.
The owner of the car, yeah, he was awakened by his roommate. And the roommate said, man, your car's on fire. So he came down to see the car on fire. His name is Thomas Jennings. He didn't know the lady. Apparently, he checked his surveillance camera. She was gone. 19-year-old Carmen Chambly, who was an African-American woman, is not her boyfriend. So she had set fire to the wrong car.
No.
Yes. Thomas Jennings said he'd never seen that woman before in his life. So they tracked her down through the video. Now she's in jail, and her ex-boyfriend dodged a bullet. Seriously.
So he's still driving in his car.
Yeah, definitely. As serious as Elle DeBarge and Lauryn Hill at Showtime. Don't wait around for that. Seriously. Check it out. It's always the plane tattoo. Atlanta Comedy Theater, this Thursday through Sunday. Hit my man Ballhead up for free tickets to Thursday. I'm there all weekend. Atlanta, here I come.
Very good, Damon. Seriously, ignorant news, man.
Thank you, Skip.
Appreciate you, bro. I'll holler at you next time around.
No doubt. Chicago Public School starting today. I'm going to greet the kids.
Oh, all look right. At you.
Nice.
Okay, Mr. Community.